Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
All right, let's try and do this.
Let's see how it goes. Good morning.
Good morning. It's another remote running commentary. Where are you?
I'm just running down the Parkland Way into loads of dogs, it seems. There's like a sea of dogs just barking at each other. But it's not a bad morning. It's a bit windy this morning, isn't it? How is it?
Yeah,
your
hope
ends?
We can hear each other. The sea of dogs. Are you going to hop across the backs of them like Roger Moore in Live and Let Die?
It's okay. I've circumnavigated them. It's fine.
Even better.
It's two dog walkers socially distancing at opposite ends of the same path, and it's just dogs by. It's just a big dog off.
And were the dogs hurt when you circumnavigated them?
Absolutely.
Did you use any kind of local anaesthetic?
Absolutely fine. It's one of those things that happens in lockdown. How about you, mate? Where are you? You're near your house.
Yeah, I'm very lucky where I live because we live at a sort of bottom corner of a square of Stoke Newington, and all our exercises and walks, we often just go out into the, you know, the big N16 square between Carvallon Road and Church Street. It's all beautiful houses and beautiful people, and I'm just pootling on through there. So
nice, man.
And there's
nice.
No one about. It's early for us, yeah. Isn't it? It's early for us.
Early-ish, yeah. It's sort of, yeah. It's the right side of 9 o'clock. Or the wrong side, however you want to look at it.
It's the wrong side for us, the right side for everyone else.
Yes, yeah. And how have you been, Phil? You been okay?
Yeah, not bad. It was a hell of a weekend, actually. Incredible amount of stuff going on, highs and lows.
I saw the isolation song. I really enjoyed it. I thought you were great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so we were talking about that last week, weren't we? So I smashed out my Sweden song.
Yeah.
And I was quite nervous about that in the end because there was some, but it was a good, I was a bit worried that I'd either be not nearly good enough or a little bit, not too good, but you know, I've done it a bit too properly.
Right.
But in the end, it was a bit of both, wasn't it? I don't know if you saw the whole show, but there were some brilliantly shonky, what the hell are we doing in the bathroom songs?
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah,
a couple
yeah.
of quite high production value pop bangers and a couple of deeply challenging
yes.
psychologically dark videos. So the whole thing was quite a lot of fun, although a lot of people I'd teed up to watch it got in touch and said, that was a bit weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's bound to be a bit weird, isn't it, those things? But I thought you did really well. I thought you put it together really well. You had fun. It was a nice song. I thought it really worked.
Ah, thanks. Well,
yeah, it was a treat.
It was funny. As you say, you know, that was a big, serious project for me. So when you were saying about delivering food to impoverished families, I was like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean, because I've been layering up harmonies and taking pictures of myself in wigs.
No, it was great. Do you know what, mate?
And ultimately, it could lead to food for impoverished families. So, you know, the circle is complete.
I think I just saw the girl from Normal People run past. Have you been watching Normal People?
I can't help but think, even though I haven't been watching Normal People, I know enough about it to think that is her. That's wish fulfillment. I honestly don't think it is.
I think I just saw her jog past. Because I think I've been told she lives around here. Or it's right. either that or I keep imagining I'm seeing it. Listen, I know what you mean. It is quite suggestive, the idea that I've seen it, but I'm fairly sure that it was her. Well, I'll find out. Good. I'll find out. I'll chase her. I'll follow her. No,
you'd be
no.
quite likely to see her down your road because she is a normal person.
Yeah. yeah. It was perfect, actually. I don't know whether you... Have you read the book at all?
No, I know nothing except that it's a cultural phenomenon.
Oh, no, it's absolutely... It's fantastic. It's probably one of those cultural phenomenons that will be so irritating that it'll make you not partake of it because everyone's going so mad about it. Has it reached that status? It's so talked about.
It's not bothering me. I watch films, not TV. So it's not on my list as yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And particularly drama. I don't watch TV drama, which is my mistake. I don't make any claims that I'm making the right decision here, because TV drama is often of such high quality.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. yeah
I keep reffing Better Call Saul. Everyone says, oh, yeah, it's the best thing ever made. It's like, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just know how to talk about it.
Yeah, neither have I, to be honest. So you did that, which was fantastic. And you've also got another... You've got another big announcement, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yesterday was the official launch of the page on Unbound for my book, Running Tracks.
Fantastic. That's incredible.
Wonderful runs of brilliant songs. So, yeah,
that's
because
brilliant.
I was thinking last week after our talk of the book me and you were going to do next that I really need to step up and get my book out, otherwise
yes.
I can't join the club.
Yeah, man, that's fantastic. So talk us through the process then. What's the process with Unbound then? That's how you...
Well, it's a really nice, you know, I think we talked about it. Someone was saying you talked about this a long time ago. It's an idea that I've been carrying around, which is, you know, literally the pitch is, it's like Nick Hornby's 31 Songs, which I don't know if you haven't read it. It's, you know, it's songs as a key into memoir and experience and what it all means. But but tied in with Murakami's What I Think About When I Think About Running. So it's basically a sort of... It's a bunch of one-chapter running memoirs that investigate, you know, my running life. And I think that the nicest thing about it for me is how it's kind of like it's very us. Because in one way, it's for me, it reminds me of your book. But someone reading it would go, oh, but it's completely different. And that's kind of the idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're two different concurrent stories. But he's also, I've been looking forward to doing it. But on the one hand, I feel like I'm putting myself out there a bit. You know, you've got a history as a writer. No one's had any serious writing for me.
Yeah,
it's very kind of personal.
Yeah.
And, you know, not serious, but it's not stand-up comedy, you know.
It sounds great.
And the other thing about it is I didn't want to indulge myself anyway. So that was the clincher when the lockdown started.
Yeah.
And they called off Manchester and London. I thought, okay, well, I'll do it. And I gave it a week of seeing if I could get the writing done.
Yeah.
And that was great fun, good creative impetus. So then I made the deal with the crowdfunding publishers. And they said, the people who've already, I mean, the crowdfunding's going absolutely great. We'll come back to that. But it's a proper publishers. It's just a modern publishers tied in with that kind of process.
Yes.
So it will end up in Waterstones, you know.
It sounds fantastic. It's a really nice idea.
Yeah,
so
it feels
different tunes.
It was lovely yesterday.
Different tunes at different stages of your running life tied to different places kind of thing, just exploring
that. Yeah, exactly.
That.
It's like basically I'll take a moment in time.
Sounds perfect.
And the kind of linchpin is a song, but the song is in a run, and the run is in a place, and the run is in a place at a time. So it's like a little lens on a moment, you know.
It's Proust. It's Marcel Proust. It's a Proustian comic vision of fantastic.
If anything, it's
awesome.
Like Marcel Proust, only slightly better.
Remembrance of runs past through the medium of music. That sounds like a really, really nice idea. I'm loving it.
Ah, well, thanks very much.
Yeah, that's great, mate. That's great. Good for you.
Also, I just missed a turn. I'm lost around the back of William Patton School. And also, we're going on about it, but I'll add one more thing.
Yeah.
They've mocked up the cover.
Yes,
for the
I saw
website.
That.
It looks great.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. It looks really nice, yeah.
I said, what about a guy running on a record?
Yeah.
Sort of in the style of Saul Bass.
Yes, yeah.
And about half an hour later, they sent that back. I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't know that was going to work.
No, that's perfect. Yeah, I thought you'd done that. I thought, blooming hell, he has been busy. But no, he looks really, really good. So how much have you written of it so far, then? Or have you?
I've written, by the end of this week, I'll have written half of it.
Wow.
I've actually, I've got a model for the shape of it, which is based on a marathon, but I haven't gone on about it, partly because it's not really a marathon book anyway.
Right.
And also because I don't want to, distance it from your one, because if you want to read a marathon book, you'd read your book, not mine.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
I'm basically writing 26 of these kind of stories.
Right.
And then there's a there's an introduction, and then there's a little kind of coda, which is the point two.
Yes.
But
can we expect a depressing Kraftwerk tune for the Berlin Marathon then, or what? What we like?
I've written that one. Yeah, that was good. I won't tell a soul.
Okay.
But cool. I can't talk about that anymore because I'll upset Tom Wainwright.
Right. Okay.
Did you see in the other friend Tom saying, "I like Berlin. That is a very nice marathon, and Deering needs to leave it alone." So yeah, I will leave it alone. That's the thing. Therapeutic.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
I can put that behind me now.
You can lay it to rest.
And I've written it up.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can do that. Well, that's great, man. And how's how's the running been going around that? It's been a good week for you.
Yeah, well, the running's been lovely. Last week was my third 30-30 week.
Right.
And felt good. I did a couple of nice long runs to around Hackney Marshes and Victoria Park.
Right.
And then I did there was no lagging on the running or the planking for weeks, so it felt really solid.
Yeah.
And this week I'll do a couple less runs, just a couple less miles, and then I'll probably try and do a half at some point next week just to keep my mileage up.
Yes, it's good
but
to do
basically
that, yeah.
Ticking over, and it's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm getting better. After a few weeks of this, I've got a good idea of where to go that won't be troublesome for other people and won't be scary for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, that's great, man. That's good. That's good.
But, see, and then it was my wedding anniversary on Sunday too.
Well, you just threw it all in
on the
whole
weekend. Yeah, and I did also, yesterday I was on, had a lovely Zoom record like this, but over Zoom with James Acaster about his Perfect Sounds.
Right.
Which is off the back of his book.
Yes.
And that was absolutely great and really nice to catch up on. And, you know, I'm something I'm deeply involved with because, you know, me and him made an album.
Yes.
In 2016, which is his whole. 2016 was the greatest year in the history of music for music. You know, that's
right.
His whole. What's the word I'm looking for? Not ethos. His theorem that he's putting forward. You know.
Yeah.
And
his point.
Yeah, his point. That's not. It ends in this. Yeah, that's his. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And that was yesterday. And wedding anniversary on Sunday, but on Saturday.
Yeah.
On Saturday, mark you. Well, first of all, I spent all day, did my exercises, did my fast run. I was like, oh, I'll have a lovely shower. But I went up there and my daughter was going in. I was like, oh, well, I'll go later. I'll have a shower. Oh, no, lunch is nearly ready. Okay. Did some washing. That was great. Did another wash. A second wash. My wife said, oh, that's a funny smell. Washing machine was on fire. There's smoke. So
lockdown trauma. Sweden to sort out the washing machine on fire.
Exactly.
So what happened? What happened?
Well, we tried to fix it and we managed to damp it down, but it's not ideal.
No.
And
it's not still ablaze as we speak.
We've got it. It's just smouldering. It's just smouldering.
I'm off for a run. It'll be right. Don't touch it.
Try it again in 10 minutes. Why am I northern?
Put the colours in. It's on rinse.
Dad, it's on fire. And that was the thing I had to, talking of the hot water, I went to, managed to get all the clothes out of the machine, but they weren't clean. And
right.
They were also, you know that ridiculous wetness you get when clothes haven't been spun?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
of course,
they'll never,
yeah,
ever be dry again.
Yes, yeah, totally.
I got them upstairs like that and I got them in the bath.
Right.
To kind of rinse them out, and it was horrible. It was a really manky kind of, it was like being in the Middle Ages, just swooging all the family's grubby clothes around in the dirty bath. Which, by the way, my wife had cleaned the bathroom about half an hour before.
Of course.
It was like the bit in the Cat in the Hat comes back.
Of course, that reminds me of famous marathon runner Emil Satopek, who used to train in the bath by running on sodden clothes to dry them. That was part of his training method. He used to jump up and down in the bath on his clothes.
Have you got his number? Because it's not too late for him to come round and help me out.
I'll give him a shout. Old Emil, yeah. Give him a shout. It's just a thought. Lockdown workouts.
I could have done that.
So that was that on the same day? That wasn't on the same day as the isolation, because of course of the song, because you'd done that already. Of course, you'd recorded.
I'd recorded the song, but the day on Saturday it went. Right. Washing machine fire. Washed the stuff in the bath. Went to have a. After that, the hot water died.
Right.
So our boiler broke. No hot water for 3 days, yeah. And then the isolation song contest was that night.
Right.
So it has been a busy time.
It's been a really busy time. You've had a good week there, mate. That's been
And then the wedding anniversary was good, but we were kind of going, oh, yeah, we'll worry about that later. But then we were actually spending all Sunday going, oh, call the washing machine man in the morning. Right. And then and then got, you know, really drunk. So it's been a very exciting couple of days.
Sounds good, mate. It's great. It's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect, yeah. Well, that's good, mate. You've hit a nice seam. As I had a real downer yesterday. I don't know what. It just came from nowhere, really. I just had a real sense of sort of inconsequence to everything. Do you know what I mean? I think because I just saw this big length of time with no gigs or whatever, or maybe I got caught in the wrong chat on social media about the future.
Yeah, it was
or whatever,
that. It was comedian Pierre Hollins said. You know, how long is it going to be if we do another gig, if ever again?
Yeah.
Which is a reasonable question, but not one that I wanted to hear.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and obviously opinions varied. But it's just kind of, how you react to that is really dependent on how you feel on that particular day, and maybe I'd had a row with one of the kids, and do you know what I mean? It just kind of combined. Then before you know it, I had a kip, and then I got out of bed, and then I ate a Magnum straight from the fridge. Then before you know it, I'm eating cheesy biscuits, and I go to the shop and buy some licorice and just eat it immediately. I mean, it was one of those. Do you know what I mean? Just all discipline was lost.
You just slipped off the grid.
And then I ended up drinking, not loads, but just drinking during the week, which I haven't done for a long time. And it was just like, and all around it was like, what does it matter anyway, sort of thing, which is awful. It's absolute rubbish. You have to find your own meaning through this. All I'm saying is that I just lost it for a day. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think that we said it before, and it doesn't make it any better, but I think that, I don't know, I think we're allowed to lose it for a day every now and then.
Yeah,
as long as you get it back again.
Yes.
It does seem like a reasonable response. I was thinking, after our conversation, like, you know, we talked actually just a little while ago, but we had a good chat about the new normal.
Yes.
And the sense that everyone is now living this as their day-to-day, whatever the hell this is for them right now. You know, my mum is totally isolated, doesn't see anyone, doesn't go out. But that's her day-to-day now, you know, and she'll do that in an ongoing sense. And whatever your situation, whatever, you know, each person has a different situation, but nevertheless, that's life for them right now.
Yeah.
And then, but the next thought after that is, like you were saying, is you start to worry, start to not be able to conceive of what else it might be, like whether that's back to work or, you know, it's so you think, I think I'm forgetting what it's like
in the first
place to do anything other than this.
And I suppose that's part of, that's because we're so adaptable, isn't it? That's part of that's one of the good, that might be part of the reasons why it bounces back very well, because we're so adaptable.
Yes, hopefully, that's right. So, and I think the totally necessary negative of being so adaptable is we basically all turn round, our subconsciouses turn round every time and say, oh, yeah, well, this is what I do anyway.
Yeah.
Lockdown, oh, yeah, I've always been on lockdown. Yeah, me, lockdown.
Yeah. it's sort of like, you know, you think of, like, there's an element of each of us, well, I don't know each of us, but you think returning back to life, there was always stuff that you didn't quite want to do, but just that you did, because you had to do it, and that's what stress was. That was where the stress came in. And now you've got a life really without stress, apart from the overriding stress of the sheer awfulness of everything. On a day-to-day level, all that's gone, hasn't it? And that's sometimes that feels deeply relaxing, and other times it feels deeply depressing, and sometimes it sort of feels both. Do you know?
Yeah, I also have that conflict, you know, because as we were saying, I've had some, you know, I've been doing some exciting stuff, and I think in spite of myself, you know, I'm quite... I embrace the lockdown because it gives me a sense of control, and it means I don't get scared and all that stuff.
Yes,
but equally, as a professional, creative, quite spinning brain kind of person. I'm saying yes to things left, right, and centre, you know, including things that my own. You know, I'll do this book.
Yeah,
I'll
no,
say
it's
yes
fantastic.
To that gig.
No, it's great. It's great that you've done that.
It is great, but perfect. Then when the days come, particularly when you can't choose the moment. The good thing about a book is you do it on your own time. But like the Isolation Song Contest or somebody's Zoom gig or whatever.
Yeah.
Often things that on paper I was really looking forward to, the day comes and I think, God, if there's one day when I'd really like to sit on the sofa watching Star Wars in my socks,
it's
today.
Yes, yeah, totally. It's that thing of like when you're on the dole and all you had to do every week was just sign on, and that became a massive drama, wasn't it?
You know,
just sign on was like incredibly stressful.
Oh, have I got a 15-minute interview in 12 weeks? Damn it, I can't make it. I don't want to go.
Because you're doing nothing else. But of course, when you're busy, you're just busy and just doing loads of things all over, you know. So
that's right. And there's also that other thing in life, which is even in this situation, in every situation, is clustering. The time never works the way you want it. You're always not busy enough or too busy.
Yes.
Just always.
Yeah.
And you just have to embrace it, you know, and chase it when it comes.
Yes. Yeah.
Energy begets energy. Work begets work.
Yes. Yeah. I've got to say at this point, it's really depressing, but my phone seems to be just going down horrendously charge-wise.
Do you think we're going to have to end this reasonably soon?
I think we will, but I don't know whether we might want to reboot and do a little two-parter, I don't know, today or... I literally don't know what's happened to my phone. It's gone... It was at 14% for ages, and I thought, this is great, it's just going to last, and we're all going to have a really nice chat. And now it's just gone down to 5 in about a minute. But it might hold on 5. Should we just keep chatting and just... Let's just keep chatting.
Let's go to it, you know. If we get cut off, dear listener, we're just going to stay with it right to the end.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, there's something we should talk about. Everyone really embraced. We're already getting lovely pictures from everyone anyway.
Oh, no,
and
absolutely.
It's so
perfect.
Lovely here at the moment as well.
Yes.
I was talking to the guy in the shop and he said, there's no lockdown for the weather. I think he's Swedish.
Right.
It's true. It's not just the weather, it's the seasons, you know. It's turning into summer out here. The green leaves are just amazing. Hackney Marshes last week was like a John Constable painting.
Yes.
And the pictures, oh, so nice. Thanks, everyone.
She's coming. She's just run past. It was not the girl from Normal People.
Well, that has come out of nowhere. That's really surprised me. I'm sure that you can still close your eyes and picture the girl from Normal People whenever you like.
Talk about wish fulfillment. I saw her. She was running up Parkland Way. She wants to run with me and Rob next week. We're doing a run.
She was running towards me with her arms out.
She says I'm just normal because we're all just normal, aren't we? Normal people on lockdown.
You're not normal.
Drinking during the day, eating licorice. It's great. It's great.
There's nothing more normal than cheddars, mini cheddars in the middle of the night.
It's funny, those what become symbols of surrender, doesn't it? And for me, a Magnum at like 4:30 in the afternoon, I never do that. I'd never ever do that, you know.
No,
it's just really weird.
It is a moment, isn't it? Because there's a kind of tipping point, there's a kind of cliff edge where you think, I'm a grown up, so I can just do this.
Yeah, totally. But part of our thing as runners is you deny yourself, don't you? And that's part of the fun of it in a way, isn't it? It's experiments in denial, isn't it? I'm going to deny myself that food or this whatever in order to embrace something else. But then, I just kind of hit it yesterday. But I feel myself coming back to something today. The running's been fine, actually. I've been really enjoying it.
How are you feeling in your body? I mean, are you a good weight? Are you running steady? I'm doing a lot of really slow running, which I think is healthy kind of training.
My weight's fine. I've started to have the odd day off. I was running every day. I'll be honest, I was running every day, getting tired but feeling strong. Then I started taking the odd day off here and there, and my body started to feel like it's started to fall apart a bit. So maybe I need to just start running again every day. I don't know.
It's just like
I started to feel little aches and strains.
That rhythm is really good, isn't it? No, I always hurt most on days off. It's true.
It's weird. It's really odd. But I've been getting some really good runs. Yeah, I've been getting some good ones.
Good.
Yeah, and I saw.
And what's Highgate Woods like? Are all the leaves out on the trees?
Yeah, I mean it's absolutely perfect. I mean it couldn't be more beautiful. It's absolutely lush. It's completely glorious. Yeah. Yeah, it's really, really nice. I feel very lucky to be able to run around there. I've been running around Ali Pali a bit more. I've been doing little routes that you wouldn't normally do when we run together because you try to keep away from people. There's so many different paths and little routes around Highgate Woods, around Ali Pali.
Yeah, yeah.
You just find yourself embracing different areas, you know, which is great.
And my love of just a big leafy street. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yeah. It's on 5%, but it's on 5%, but it's been one of those where every now and again it reaches a percentage and just stays there for an inordinate length of time, and it stayed on 5 for quite a while, so let's just run with
it. I've got to tell you, you're going to have to set up with the same rig as me because this is not very interesting, but I have cracked this rig is amazing. I've got the old-fashioned headphones that came with the phone, and
right.
The little microphone is taped to the little running commentary microphone,
right,
and then
okay.
The wire runs down inside my bamboo hoodie and right. plugs into the phone in my pocket, and I just feel like a genius. It's just such an
you
exciting
need to get
time
a photo of that,
so
as opposed to me holding the phone in front of me on loudspeaker.
Also, you could get a photo of that, except your phone battery won't let you do that. It will have run out. And maybe you should just do some kind of pastel drawing of yourself.
Yeah, totally.
And do a drawing, but make sure you include the woman from Normal People in it.
Of course.
Running towards you.
She's a huge fan. It was great telly, absolutely great telly. What else have I been watching? I've been watching old films like Jagged Edge. I saw Jagged Edge the other day.
Oh, that's a good film.
Hadn't seen that in ages. I just felt the need to watch it. My daughter's been having boyfriend trauma, so that's been quite involving. There's been a few things.
The new one, is that finished or what's the story?
No, it's a new one. It's just ongoing. But some of the kids are talking about going back to university. I mean, some of the kids are going back to university.
Right.
I mean, they haven't been told to go back to university, but they are going back to university. I don't think Bonnie is, but some of her mates, they're just going back, which is a bit odd. But, you know, they're also talking about them studying their courses full-time next year online and charging us £9,700 to do it, which is a bit of a smart. I don't know if I'm going to embrace that, you know.
Well, my daughter's drama club, which is a much smaller thing, but it's the same principle as that. They basically charge the full whack for this theatre group she's part of, and they're doing that online. And fair play, you know, when we sent the money, we were like, ooh, and they didn't even ask for it in a particularly nice way. They're like,
right.
Of course, you'll be paying us this money, and we're like, are we okay?
Right.
But she really wanted to do it, so we're like, oh yeah, we'll do that, and. Anyway, it's absolutely great. You know
good,
what I mean?
She's
really inspiring. She does it. It sounds like, it's funny because she's in her room, but it literally sounds like there is a drama club going on in there. It's like a magic trick.
Right.
And
okay. Then that sounds great.
numbers of feet thundering around and drama games echoing down the stairs. But most importantly, when she comes out, she's absolutely galvanized, just inspired. You know?
No, that's great.
It's giving her joy and energy in a way that we started not being able to weeks ago now.
Yeah. That's perfect. And a wild contrast to Bonnie's children's studies course in Bristol.
It made me think of it, but I don't think it's quite the same. I don't think the price tag is quite the same.
I just think there's wildly variable things happening in education. I think secondary school teachers are working really hard because they've got exams to prepare for, and they're having to grade kids on their expected grades and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think my kids are being, they
go to school every day. They go to all their lessons. Their teachers are present. They give
them
stuff
brilliant.
To do.
That's amazing.
And they have to do it. And I think that creates another set of problems. But I think the fundamental thing that's interesting about it is that it's like school because the kids don't love it, but they do it.
Yes,
and it gives shape and purpose to their days. You know.
Yes, yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing. I mean, well, I didn't know that was going to happen. And actually, the fact that the Easter holidays fell in the middle of the first, whatever, 6 weeks of the lockdown gave that a really good energy because it kind of started off, got used to the idea, got a break, then went back to it
and then it really was the new normal.
You
know? No, that's great. That's perfect if they've got that. Yeah, that's really nice. So, yeah.
They all run as well. Do you a lot still running and exercising? My family
George did a 21-minute and 6 seconds 5K the other day.
Wow.
So he's motoring, really. And Ra's running to the fridge and back. She does little shuttle runs, little sprints. Fridge, open, pork pie, back. Fridge, open, scotch egg. It's inspiring to watch.
Yeah, well, what you need is a Magnum in the freezer box there so she can help you out.
Bonnie does the odd bit of exercise. And Rudy's constantly flipping around on his head and spinning around. I mean, Rudy will stand on one arm for like a minute. He can do a handstand on one arm.
He's actually been standing on one arm since the beginning of the lockdown.
He was born, just flipped out of the womb and landed on one arm. That was basically
he's going to change to the other arm on VE day.
He's been there ever since. Is it that's happening on Friday, is it? There's a bank holiday on Friday, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Great.
I'm just getting the geography of my work. Yeah, so we can all have a day off and just chill out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's going to change everything.
Yeah. Massively.
But talking of standing on one arm, for Star Wars Day, we watched The Empire Strikes Back last night.
All right, yeah.
And I thought of Luke Skywalker does his training.
Yeah.
And gets Yoda up on one foot and stands on one arm, lifts up rocks. And
right.
It's all very inspiring. I kind of think, I'm kind of wishing I was spending the lockdown on Dagobah. You know, I could really develop some new skills.
Yeah. And you feel quite comfy with your 30-30 then? You feel that's sustainable and you don't feel the need to do anything different sort of running-wise?
No, I absolutely... Well, it's got to a point now this time, touch wood, that it was easy. Not easy, but doable this time. Mm. So I think I'd need to bear in mind that repeated, no matter how tough or steady it is, repeated exercise isn't as good as changing it up. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think I need to add and change a couple of bits, but not much. And I think also that I will embrace this taper week, as it were.
Right.
But it's going to be difficult. I'll miss doing the running.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm not feeling the need of the taper.
Yeah.
I just think that it's healthier to kind of just change it up a bit, relax a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm still doing plenty of running. I still do all the planking, so it's not much difference anyway.
I think next week
I'm going to throw in something. I might do yoga.
Something
a little bit more whole body, a little bit more stretchy.
Do a bit of yoga or embrace Satanism. Just one or the other. Just do.
It doesn't have to be one or the other. You know, just do yoga in a pentangle. And before you know it, you're doing a yoga with a goat-faced beast from the underworld.
It's like my mate's doing Feldenkrais workshops online, and Julie's having a look at him, just saying, what's he doing all his Frankenstein stuff for? She's completely no respect or interest in it. But
what's Feldenstein? What's that then?
Feldenkrais is like some sort. It's like a kind of movement based philosophy of the body. The body is a skeleton. It's like a sort of recognised form of self-helpy movement awareness thing. I mean,
right, and you take different parts of the body and you sew them together and create a new man yourself.
Well, no, it's there online. I mean, it makes there's no better time than now to embrace it. But at the same time, I've got absolutely zero interest in doing so. And he's a good mate, and he's getting people joining from around the world. He's called Ed Woodall. He's on Facebook, and he's doing really well with it. But I just can't bring myself to even contemplate it. It's just pure laziness.
Then that's probably not for you.
No, it's pure laziness. But what I am trying to do with my running is sort of mix it up a bit, because I was doing the same mileage every day. I was doing like seven, eight miles a day, and I thought, I am just going to get injured if I do this every day. So yeah. I've reduced it to like running 5 days a week, and I'm going to do different bits of, you know, two steady runs, a couple of tempos, and then one long run. Do you know what I mean? Just mix up the pace and mileage.
That's what I've been doing, because the whole thing, the good thing about making the 30 for me is that I always find it quite difficult. Not physically difficult, just logistically, just thinking, oh, I haven't gone quite enough, I'll go out and do another. You know, like when I was training for a marathon, I was in a hotel.
Yes.
And I did tot up my miles and then go to the gym and just do another 2 miles or whatever. You know, it's that kind of energy.
Yes.
And it also means that because I don't like repeating my routes, and there aren't that many possible routes, and sometimes I'm running with you, and sometimes I'm running with my wife, sometimes I'm running my own, sometimes I'm running a fast 5K.
Yeah.
It kind of mixes itself up.
Yes.
You know, I'm doing a gentle 5 in the afternoon, or a good, fairly speedy 10 in the morning. And, honestly, I've been loving the running. It's been absolutely great.
No, that's good. It's good. Yeah, that's good. It was getting a little bit sort of... It was getting a little bit onerous for me just to kind of, I'm going to go out and run for an hour or an hour and a bit every day and sort of do similar routes and same distances. I've just had to, I was really enjoying it, because every run is always different in your mind. But just a kind of similar routes and distance was trying to become a bit, just a bit of a hamster wheel that I just had to shake up a little bit.
I think that also, you know, as you know, I've always had a little bit of trouble running every day.
Yes.
And I think talking about it now makes you realise I've sort of made my peace with it.
Yeah.
Is that as long as I know it's not forever, the basic backbone of my running at the moment is Monday to Thursday and then another one on Saturday.
Yes.
I'm as happy to... Sometimes I run longer and do that less often, but I'm also happy to go, oh, I need to run a bit more and run on the Friday. And then I've run 6 days.
Yeah.
But I kind of snuck up on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great.
As long as...
That's
great. Yeah.
And perfect.
It's tiring travelling and running as well. It is easier to run out of your house.
No, it's perfect.
I used to exhaust myself running around wherever I was doing a gig.
Yes.
And because you don't know the ground, you think, oh, here I go, how far have I gone? You think you've done 5 miles and you've done two.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm really...
And that just never happens at your door.
I'm really... We're on 1% now. I'm enjoying... I mean, I'm missing gigging, but I had a thing the other Saturday night where I thought... It's quite nice being at home on a Saturday. I mean, I miss gigging. Of course I miss gigging. But it's quite nice to be at home that much at times when you weren't normally at home. Do you know what I mean? Just to have that structure. I know it's odd, and we really, really miss gigging. And it gives us so much. But there's something we're getting in the same... In the same process, aren't we?
Yeah, well, it's karmic. There's something coming back. Happening. My family are always celebrate my presence, in particular on a Friday night.
Yes.
Because Fridays are a bit of a big family night together, and they're still... This many weeks later, they kind of go, oh, and you're here.
Yeah, we're seven weeks in, but we're still it's still quite nice to be here. We get a takeout every Friday. That's a big treat. That's a big family treat on a Friday. And that's the only takeout we get. And it's just like, we just all have a takeout. It's quite nice.
Your takeout arrives, do you wipe it in? Do you wipe it with bleach?
Yeah, no, we bury the food in the garden. We take the food straight out. We wipe it with bleach, then we bury it in the garden and burn all our clothes.
Yeah,
but it's a ritual. It's a ritual that we enjoy as a family.
Yeah. Well, you say that, but I would never have a takeout. So, you know, the different pages are still there. In fact, it was amazing on Sunday. I didn't mention this. This is part of the exciting weekend. You know Yum Yum, this lovely Yum Yum Stone Newton?
Yeah.
We made one. We made one at home.
Oh, nice. Nice.
We worked out what it would be.
Yeah.
Worked out how to cook it. Cooked it for ourselves. It was probably fantastic.
Sounds great, mate. Sounds great. No. Everyone's doing their old culinary adventures. My papa's bolognese is getting better and better with each week.
Yeah, you're putting peach slices in it now.
yeah. It's getting more and more pesante as we speak.
Well, I think that my children are going to know how to cook when they get to university now, despite the fact that that's not for several years.
No, but it's... that is nice,
if they don't go and they're staying at home, we're just paying for it and they're just eating the same food they would normally eat in our house.
Yeah. And you're going to be... I'm going to be retweeting your book and I'll be doing a bit of... I'll give you a little contribution for the book.
Oh, lovely. Well, loads of you listeners have already pledged. Yesterday was just the most beautiful day of people going, this is great, and jumping on board.
Brilliant.
So long may that continue. And thank you. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, it's a really, really good idea, man. I'm really into that idea. I think it's fab. But I think we should maybe cut this because it's on 1% now.
Yeah, we can do it. And we've covered all the most important things. You need to run after that woman that you're stalking.
Yeah, we did okay. It was a buzzy, peppy little podcast. Recorded remotely.
I tell you, we've got the skills. What can I say?
Yeah, send us photos of where you're running. That's what we want.
And if you do have a bad day, or you lose your mojo, or you suddenly think I don't want to run, you can talk about that too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all this amidst the relentless positivity, which is fantastic. There's always room for a bit of honesty. We're here for that. We're definitely here for that. All right, mate. Nice.
Thanks for running.
Take care, love. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Running
with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.